Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cats, News Radio 1140, WRVA, and now 96.1 FM. We talk a lot on this program about the opioid epidemic that we are seeing, and it is a real one. I am very, very happy that we have had so many wonderful people from the Richmond office of the Drug Enforcement Administration that have been part of this program over the last couple of years. And I was really thrilled a year or so ago. And they said, would you like to be part of our Citizens Academy class? Now, I'm a former police officer. I thought, well, I know everything there is to what do I need to do this for? I had such an amazing time as part of the DEA Citizens Academy class. I cannot tell you highly enough how much I appreciate it and what great people they are. And our Richmond office is doing amazing work. Well, it's not just the folks in Richmond. We've got some folks who are out of the D.C. office as well. And the diversion program, this is something we don't necessarily hear a lot about. But boy, I wanted us to know more about it. Ruth Carter is with the DEA up in Washington. She's joining us. Ruth, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about this diversion program.
So the diversion program basically is one portion of the DEA, and we enforce the federal drug laws as it relates to our DEA registrants. So anything that has to do with pharmaceutical controlled substances or any DEA registrants. And the DEA registrants are the doctors, the pharmacists, the pharmacies, the drug companies, the hospitals, you know, the veterinarians, the dentists.
All right. So how does that tie into the big picture here? Because we all think DEA and we're thinking about a drug dealer in the middle of the night selling stuff on a street corner. But people become addicts other ways, huh?
Definitely. I mean, we're in the middle of an opioid epidemic right now in our country.
And it all starts, or does most of it start, at a doctor's office?
I won't say most of it, but a lot of it does start at the doctor's office. If a patient or an individual receives prescriptions for opioids, yeah, and they become addicted to those opioids, a lot of times they can no longer afford the opioids.
Right.
So they go out on the street and they purchase heroin.
Okay. All right. Now tell me, with this diversion program, though, I'm reading about how the DEA is taking steps to increase the opportunities for addiction treatment. How does it all tie together?
So basically, the DEA historically has had what we called narcotic treatment programs.
Mm-hmm.
And those were programs that they're centers, they're facilities where someone who is addicted to opioids, and it started back after the Vietnam War with the heroin, the addiction that came back with that war.
Right.
And basically, these narcotic treatment programs would issue methadone to individuals who were addicted to opiates, and again, mainly heroin at that time. And they could take this methadone on a daily basis and continue to function in their everyday lives.
Okay.
And so that was traditionally what the DEA had allowed as far as issuing controlled substances for addiction treatment. But in the year 2000, basically, there was an act that was passed called the Drug Addiction Treatment Act, and it was passed, which allowed office-based opioid treatment. And that office-based opioid treatment basically allowed doctors, so medical doctors, could prescribe buprenorphine for opiate addiction.
Oh, okay. And
so that happened in 2000, and then it was limited, like I said, to just medical doctors.
Right.
So nurse practitioners and physician's assistants were not able to provide that treatment.
Okay. And is that still the case?
No, actually, in 2016, they did pass the Department of Health and Human Services did pass a new act. Actually, Congress passed the act. It's called the CARA Act, and it allowed for more patients to be treated by a single doctor. And what the data, the original office-based opioid treatment only allowed doctors to treat 30 patients at any given time. So they could only have 30 patients on their books. Huh. And then that was changed a little bit later, and that allowed, after 1 year of a doctor treating 30 patients at a time, they could then treat 100 patients at a time.
Okay.
And so this new act passed by Congress actually increased that amount of patients who could be treated from 100 to 275. And additionally, it also allowed nurse practitioners and physician's assistants to now offer office-based opioid treatment.
Wow.
And again, what that is a doc at the office, whether it's a nurse practitioner mm-hmm. or a doctor, they can write prescriptions or they can dispense buprenorphine to individuals who are addicted to opioids,
wow.
including heroin.
Okay. All right. So it really does open up a whole new avenue for folks who may find themselves dependent on these substances to go in and get the help they really need.
Oh, definitely, because a lot of individuals don't want to go to a narcotic treatment program.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as you, I'm sure, know, there's a big stigma surrounding addiction in general, but drug addiction. And so individuals don't want to go to that treatment center. So if they can go to a doctor's office and be treated a little, you know, like a patient.
Yeah.
Then you're more like, I mean, it's more likely that individuals who need to obtain treatment will go and obtain their treatment that they need.
Wow. Well, I'm thrilled to hear this. Ruth, I'm curious to know, Ruth Carter is joining us. She's the Diversion Program Manager for the Drug Enforcement Administration. She's based up in D.C. When we hear about the DEA and we hear about special agents, we know about task force officers, who is it that operates in the diversion program itself?
So the diversion program mainly consists of what we call diversion investigators. And basically we conduct civil, criminal, and administrative investigations to ensure that our DEA registrants comply with the federal drug laws.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Well, and as I said before, it relates to pharmaceutical drugs. So
yes.
That's our focus.
Okay. Do you have enough diversion investigators out there?
Oh, never. We could always use more diverse investigators.
I think the entire DEA could use some more folks. You guys do such amazing work, and it's such a limited roster that you have. I'm sorry to say that, but boy, I will tell you that at least here in Richmond, our Richmond District office, these folks go above and beyond, and they are they're inspirational for everybody in the community. Ruth, you should let the administrator know if you run into him up there in D.C.
Well, I certainly will. And I actually work in D.C. for the Washington Field Division,
mm-hmm.
and we cover Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. So, yeah, we're well. Richmond, the Richmond office here, does a phenomenal job of getting the outreach. We're trying to reach out more to the community, reach out to the schools and the faith-based communities, because education and prevention are going to assist in hopefully stopping this epidemic, because it takes the whole community.
Yes.
As you learned, like you said, you went to the Citizens Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what, you know, that's part of our outreach program, is to get the word out to the community that you all can take part in helping to curb this horrible epidemic that we're in the middle of.
No doubt, Ruth. And you know, the other thing I think that has to be addressed, you talked about the stigma of people going to a treatment facility. There's also this image that a lot of people have of somebody who is a drug addict, junkie, substance abuser. We pick whatever term we want, but we have this vision. It's somebody down and out on their luck. They're in a back alley somewhere. And as you're pointing out with the diversion program, you know, in many cases, it's somebody who goes to a doctor or a dentist, has an ACL injury or a toothache, gets these medications for a period of time, and then all of a sudden says, now we're hooked, right? I mean, it's not what we traditionally have thought of.
No, that's absolutely correct. That's what we've seen in this epidemic, is that it's not limited to inner cities like the heroin crisis used to be. This is all over the country. It's in rural America. It's everybody. It's anyone from their middle school up to elderly people, and it's all walks of life. People that are well off, people that have no money, but it's affecting everyone. moms, soccer moms.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of minivans in this. Ruth, thank you for being here. That is Ruth Carter. Ruth Carter is the Diversion Program Manager for the Drug Enforcement Administration. She is part of their Washington Division Office, and that covers our Richmond District Office as well as Maryland and the District of Columbia. But the Diversion Program has now been able to expand the opportunities for people who might very well find themselves dependent on some sort of a substance, right? You can go to a doctor as you've been able to go to for a period of time, but now they've added nurses, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants. They've expanded the number of patients that these folks can see. So once again, the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, out there on the front lines, they're doing everything they can to combat this opioid epidemic. And again, it's not just the drug dealers with guns in the bad neighborhoods or the good neighborhoods, see, because it's in the good neighborhoods too, my friends. But it's folks who become addicted to something because they had a tooth pulled. So thanks very much to her, Ruth Carter from the DEA, for being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio 1140 WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.